This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
How Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
It's super nice to have you with us tonight. And if you missed the first hour with the next mayor of New York, Nicole Malliotakis, you want to go back and get the podcast, you should do that. The video and the audio will both be available after the show tonight. But coming up this hour, we've got a very interesting conversation. Because, of course, it is hour number two, which opens up the Ladies' Lounge. And we have not had my next guest on in a number of months. And I feel bad for having seen that happen. But she was. I tried to get her on a couple of weeks ago, and then Hurricane Harvey hit. And because she is a Houstonian, and her family is all there, and she just wanted to really be available to just do what they needed done. We put it off for a couple of weeks, and she is now back with us. Kristen B. Tate, author, commentator, writer, Fox News personality. You see her all over the place, and she's back with us tonight at Radio Night Live. Kristen, good to have you.
Kevin, a pleasure to be back.
First off, before we talk about anything else, how did your family survive Hurricane Harvey, and how are they now? And tell us a little bit about what they went through.
So we actually evacuated the city a few days before the hurricane hit. We went up to Austin just to be safe because our house is, like, right in the middle of the city, and, you know, we just wanted to be extra safe. But a lot of our friends stayed behind. I have quite a number of friends who just kind of hunkered down and tried to get through the storm. Some of them made out fine and, you know, had no damage. Others lost everything. Thankfully, my family's house did not get significant damage. But, you know, if you just drive a few minutes down the street, you can see houses that were completely decimated. It's just very, very sad. It's a tragic situation what has happened. But at the same time, this has shown us that Houston is a really resilient city, and we've seen so much heart and so much spirit and families
sure.
helping each other rebuild. It's really a wonderful thing. So if there is any good thing that came out of this tragedy, it's that, and it's a stronger community now than it ever has been.
Well, let's talk about that a little bit, because in light of Katrina, and there was a lot of similarities, a lot of people compared Katrina and Harvey. Probably for obvious reasons that they're in, you know, a similar kind of geographical place in the nation. But I genuinely believe that there was a much different level of state and federal coordination, willingness to work together, advanced communication, real strong, stern warnings telling people to get out. What was your observation of how the state and the nation and the city did pull together during and now in the midst of now what has begun the rebuild of Harvey?
Well, so right before the storm hit, the mayor of Houston, Sylvester Turner, put out a message telling everyone to kind of stay put. And then he put out some tweets that really downplayed the severity of the storm. Meanwhile, the governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, was telling people a totally different message. He was saying, leave if you can. I strongly suggest you leave. Everyone get out. So there were conflicting messages. It did create a bit of confusion. But here's the thing, Kevin. Texans are very strong-willed, independent people. They don't like being told what to do by the government. So even if there had been a mandatory evacuation, I guarantee you a lot of Texans would have stayed in their houses with their guns and their gear and tried to, you know, ride out the storm. That's just the way people are down here. So regardless of the conflicting messages coming from the varying levels of government, Texans, for the most part, stayed in their homes. They hunkered down. And when the storm hit, guess what? It for the most part, was not the government coming to save people. It was neighbors, friends, total strangers jumping in canoes, jumping in blow-up rafts, literally sure. going down flooded streets that were like massive rivers and lakes, risking their lives to save other people. That's what we saw happen here. This was not a story about the government saving the day, although, you know, we totally appreciate the federal aid, and federal agents certainly did help save people. Sure, the vast sure. majority of rescues just came from other Texans. Texans know how to take care of each other, and I think the rest of the nation can probably take a page from the Texas playbook.
Well, I remember when Katrina occurred and some of the aftermath. Of course, everybody wanted to blame the federal government on that, and if you'll remember, Katrina hit New Orleans, and then they survived the hurricane. The hurricane wasn't the problem. The problem was that the levees broke, and because it's a city that sits right. under sea level, they got through. Well, there's an evacuation handbook that the mayor of New Orleans was supposed to be following at the time, and he had some 2,000 school buses that were locked up on a school lot that he's supposed to use all civil vehicles at his disposal to get people out. They lost 1,800 people in that disaster. And, yep. you know, in Harvey, I think the death toll is somewhere around 70 now. And I just think it had to do a lot with, look, if they say to you guys, we really think it's going to be bad, you should really evacuate, and you choose not to, that's one thing. It's another right. thing to completely ignore what your previous generations of citizens have combined together to say, we really think this is what we should try to accomplish in a circumstance that's going to be, this dangerous. So I just think from that perspective, I thought the coordination of the levels of government, even after the Houston mayor kind of got off message early on, I thought that later they really seemed to be working hand in glove, and I thought really admirably to the rest of the nation, as you said, I think they set an example of how to pull together in a crisis.
Absolutely. I completely agree with that. And to the mayor's credit, you know, I do think he downplayed the storm a little bit, but you also got to keep in mind, if you tell a city with millions of people, I mean, this is the fourth largest city in the nation.
Right.
If you tell everyone to evacuate, you're going to have millions of people sitting on the highway all at the same time. We saw this happen a couple years ago with another storm. They told everyone to evacuate. You had millions of people sitting on the highway. Cars were running out of gas. People were stranded on the highway. And then more people ended up dying because of that than they would have if they had just stayed in their house. So, I do think the mayor made the right call at the end of the day. And even though there were conflicting messages, like you said, everyone kind of came together and got the job done. Donald Trump was down here. Mike Pence was down here picking up trash with people, yeah. helping them actually rebuild their homes with his own hands.
There were people that criticized the administration for coming. How did Houstonians feel about it?
I got to be honest with you, Kevin. Houstonians didn't really even know that Trump was here. They couldn't really care less. I mean, Houstonians love Trump compared to other cities, but they were kind of concerned with staying alive and, like, you know, helping out their neighbors. I think the rest of the nation was more concerned about Trump's trip than people who were here actually were. Most people I spoke to didn't even know Trump was here because we didn't have working TVs and internet at
the time. Well, and he didn't go to Houston right away. He went to Austin to watch the coordination efforts, and then it was just last week or so that when he returned that he actually went to Houston proper because he specifically didn't want to get in the way of what was going on down there. But I don't know.
He also
I saw some of those
avoid a flyover situation. Remember when George Bush
Correct.
And got criticized for that. But yeah, I think Houstonians appreciate it. They love that he came down here and, you know, eventually he did make it to Houston. But again, I really believe that the media was more focused on that trip than people who actually live here were.
I agree with you. I agree with you 100%. We're talking to Kristen B. Tate on Twitter if you want to follow her. You've seen her all over the Fox News Channel and Fox Business. In fact, on Saturday nights, regularly, she would pop on to some of the later night shows opposite this one. But we're glad to have her back tonight, and we've got a lot to talk about. Kristen, we're going to chat about a couple of subjects tonight. One is the Dream, the Dreamers, the DACA, the controversy surrounding that. And then also, Steve Bannon appeared on 60 Minutes last week and kind of let loose with a tirade of what he thinks is going on in the administration and how he's going to fight it now that he's on the outside of that. Of course, this is a very kind of mythical character when it comes to American politics. A lot of people don't know Steve Bannon. They don't know much about him. They think he's everything from, you know, the savior for what the Republican Party needs to have happen, all the way to the other end of the spectrum of being a neo-Nazi and someone that wants to kill everybody that does not exactly like him. We'll talk about what his departure from the administration means in part of that conversation as well. But Kristen B. Tate is my guest tonight, and we couldn't be happier to have her with us. And if you would like to jump into the conversation, it's 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. You may also remember her book, Government Gone Wild. I have it on good authority that we may even get a little preview of her next literary project tonight, if we're really good before we're done. So all that straight ahead. And Kristen, it's good to know that your family and you and all of your loved ones are safe, and we're happy for that. And our prayers continue for Houston tonight. Coming right back live from New York, it's Radio Night Live.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And when your identity is hacked, it's a nightmare. Hi everyone, Paul with Liberty ID. Did you know that children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Is your family prepared? Identity monitoring will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does. Here's an exciting offer for listeners to this station. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. That's right, $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. Prepare your family for less than half what other companies charge for only monitoring. LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, the name in identity theft restoration.
water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Ooh, what a little moonlight can do.
If you're watching on Biz TV, what an awesome shot of Lower Manhattan that is right there. Gorgeous tonight. The World Trade Center, and you got those little cruise boats floating around Lower Manhattan with the blue light on. That's just really cool. Good shot, Nick. Appreciate it. And if you're listening by way of radio, you just have to go on to Facebook Live and see all of that. You can do that at my webpage or on the I can go to TheBingeThinker.com, or you can jump on my Facebook page and go see it as well. We are streaming there, and you can get the podcast and join all my social media. Whatever there is, I think I have it. But it's kind of like diseases. I'm not sure I want to get too close to any of them. I'm kidding. 888-340-3373 is my phone number. Kristen B. Tate is our guest in the Ladies Lounge tonight, and she is, of course, the author of Government Gone Wild, but you've also seen her on the Fox News Channel, and even though she's with her family and helping those recover from Hurricane Harvey, she is fast plugging away at a new book project, and she is still working very hard to put out ideas that matter when it comes to public policy. And I talked to her earlier in the week, and I said, Kristen, what do you want to talk about? She goes, well, I got a couple of things on my mind. And so, Kristen, let's delve into them. There's been a lot of discussion about the deferred action issue referred to commonly as DACA. And this has to do with children that have come to the U.S. They were here not of their own doing, but of their parents' doing. There's been a lot of controversy about it. Where do you come down on what the president should do, and is he doing the right thing by working with Democrats if Republicans won't work with him? Give me your thoughts on all that.
You know, I know that realistically we could never deport these people, and I don't want to deport these people. Here's my problem with these dreamers. If Trump lets them stay in this country, or if he even says he wants to let them stay in this country, that becomes a major incentive for waves of new immigrants to come here illegally. So if you let 500,000 dreamers stay, what happens when in 5 years from now we have 500,000 more dreamers here? Well, you gave the other 500,000 amnesty, so don't you have to give the new 500,000 amnesty? It's just not a solution to the problem. So I believe before Trump even will engage in this issue at all, we need to immediately plug up the border, which is incredibly porous. We need to fix our immigration system, and we need to get rid of a vast majority of the things that incentivize immigrants to come here illegally, such as the welfare state. So if I could wave my magic wand, I would have Trump not engage in this discussion at all, and then after we take care of the more important problems, then, yes, the dreamers, of course, they're going to stay. We're not going to deport those people. We're a very generous nation. But unfortunately, if you do that before you take care of the problems that are allowing a constant flow of illegal immigrants to come in, yeah, okay, you're taking care of this wave of dreamers, but sure, you're going to be a lot more waves coming in. And I mean, it seems very simple and obvious to me that this is not just about the dreamers here now. It's about the many more that will come if we send this message to the rest of the world.
Well, let's talk about the strategy that he's put into place when you have Jeff Sessions come out and say, we are setting a deadline of 6 months from now for Congress to deal with this issue as Congress should have from the beginning. Obviously, the Obama executive action was never constitutional, and it was an action that should have ever been taken. It seems like your plan would be able to coincide with a Congress that really had America's heart on its mind in thinking about the border wall and thinking about plugging up the holes and tightening security and punishing workplace violations. I think that's a big, you alluded to it, but I think that's a huge part of the enforcement mechanism. And even on some level, we're already starting to see just some of Trump's campaign rhetoric work. I mean, border crossings have been down significantly since Trump came into office, and what we are experiencing now is you know, the wall has, they've taken bids on different ideas in terms of how to build it. They're looking at different plans. It seems like a lot of these things have momentum going forward, but to attach that to legislation and to have Congress do it through the congressional mechanism, that's the right path to go, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it is. But to add to all of that, I think that rhetoric as the message we're sending to the rest of the world is just as important as actual policy. So, yeah, I think this is a problem Congress needs to deal with. However, I would like to see Trump use stronger language in telling people who are not only here illegally, but people who want to come here illegally, this is not okay. If you come here illegally, you are not going to be able to just, you know, become a citizen. We're not just going to give you amnesty, because
right.
Sending a hardline message like that, I believe, prevents more people from coming here. I'm not as concerned with the people who are already here.
Right.
I'm very concerned about people who will come here if we give them further incentive to do so.
That, I think, is the majority of where Trump's base of support was at, too. I don't think that most of those people, despite how the press has portrayed them, I don't think the majority of those people were all about trying to hate on people that are here already. I think the concern, I think the reason the wall was popular was because it was a symbol of saying we are going to shut the border down. There's not going to be illegal crossings taking place anymore. And whether that is a physical barrier across the entire bottom, or you just have incredible enforcement mechanisms, technological, human assets, walls and fences where it makes sense and can geographically be done, then all the better. But I think that, and this kind of ties into your second idea here, Steve Bannon's no longer part of the administration. Is Trump himself softening on the very things that got him to where he is in the White House now?
I hate to say this, Kevin, but yes, I think Trump is softening. And I think that letting go of Bannon was cutting the final and strongest tie that he had to his base. Let's think about who's left at the White House now advising Trump. Largely, it's family members who themselves have absolutely no tie to the ideology that got him in the White House. I mean, do you think Ivanka or Jared really care about the populist ideology? You have them, you have bankers from Goldman Sachs, and then you have Bush holdovers, and you have generals. None of these people are representing the interests of the forgotten men and women who turned out in droves to vote for Trump. So, yes, I'm very concerned that we're seeing a shift from Trump. I hope I'm wrong on that, but several things that have happened recently have suggested to me that Trump is trying to maybe move more towards the center and away from the platform that got him into the office. And if Trump jumps off the Trump train, he will be nothing more than a normal Bush-type Republican, except more hated. So I think the only thing that really made Trump special was his populist ideology, and I think it would be a massive mistake for him to abandon that.
That's a very interesting perspective from a very powerful voice. Kristen, thank you for being with us. We didn't have time to get into your next book. You'll just have to come back and talk about that at a future point.
I would love to. Anytime, Kevin.
Give our best wishes to your family and to the good people of Houston, and we will be back with you soon. Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's Kevin McCullough, and this is Radio Night Live. Don't you?
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Attention, type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 of all the boys, of all the boys I've known and I've known some.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Welcome. It's Saturday night. We're always glad to have you here. 888-340-3373 is my phone number, 888-340-3373. Maybe you want to talk about the City University of New York professor or any professor that would dare to say that he looked forward to teaching future dead cops. Like, I don't know how the guy is going to explain it and how he's going to get his job. Like, he's been suspended. They haven't flat out fired him. I think that they should have. It doesn't make any sense to me that you would have
any reason to still sit on that and say, no, we think there may be some good explanation here. What does that even mean? I look forward to teaching future dead cops at a criminal justice college. This is a self-proclaimed member of Antifa. He claims to be anti-fascist. The thing is, the anti-fascists group, Antifa and Black Lives Matter, they practice fascism. They show up, they beat people that disagree with them. There was a woman that was at the Ben Shapiro speech at Berkeley University this week. Antifa showed up. They had to spend $600,000 in security to ensure Ben's safety and the safety of the students that wanted to hear him speak. Outside, there was a woman that had climbed a flagpole and was holding a light pole halfway up, was holding a poster supporting Ben Shapiro. She got yanked down by the Antifa crew and stabbed. Thank God she's alive. But these are people that literally want to silence the people that disagree with them. And they believe that your speech and your rights to that speech are so untrustworthy and disgusting that they have the right to take your First Amendment rights. That's the group that this professor belongs to. And so at the John Jay Criminal Justice College in the City University of New York system, he says on his Twitter feed, "I look forward to teaching future dead cops." Then he made a joke and a hashtag halfway down the comment about joking about his future students getting executed. I don't find it funny, especially when you look at the headlines tonight. You had 300 protesters that stormed the mall in St. Louis, and they're ticked that a police officer got acquitted in a case where there was no evidence that he did anything wrong. And it's gotten so bad in St. Louis tonight that U2 has decided to cancel their upcoming concert there. Friends, America is turning into a place where one group of people say, if we don't get our way, absolutely, we are literally going to burn the universe down around us. And we will kill, maim, or destroy the people that prevent us from making it so. I don't understand how Antifa is allowed to walk around in broad daylight. They wear masks. They bring weapons of all sorts to the protest. There was someone that was arrested at the Ben Shapiro speech for having an illegal weapon there. These are not good people. And the one that belongs to this group that's teaching at a college says on his Twitter feed, "I hope to look forward to teaching dead cops, future dead cops." Meaning, I already revile what you're studying to go do. Well, Mr. Isaacson, if that's the case, if you are so hateful of what the police represent, maybe you should stop teaching criminal justice. Maybe you shouldn't be teaching classrooms full of future cops. 888-340-3373. I'm curious as to your thoughts on this. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. A little bit surprised that no one's had an opinion on that the whole evening. But we can talk about that. As you call and as we consider it, I want you to consider one other thing. Are you getting the best night's sleep of your life? If not, I want you to call my friend Mike Lindell and MyPillow tonight, because there is the potential for you to get a sleep that you have never even experienced before. I just had my sister-in-law, when we were in California in the late summer, who had just had their six-month-old baby daughter, who had not been getting good sleep, and now she was traveling and they were staying with us at the house there, got her a MyPillow, and she got to sleep on a MyPillow. And she came in the next morning and she said, "Kevin, I cannot believe the sleep I got last night." The best sleep she had had in her entire life. And that's in light of having, you know, a couple of feedings and being up and so forth during the night. Friends, they guarantee that you will not get better sleep than when you sleep on a MyPillow. And if you call tonight, they're going to give you 50% off, not just pillows, but anything you want on the website. Here's the phone number, 800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641. Just use my promo code. You can also use it online, KMC, 800-506-2641.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24-7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients. Patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What do you call charging thousands of dollars for hearing aids? I call it outrageous, because hearing should not be a privilege for the rich. It's a basic right everyone deserves. Hi, I'm Dr. Chirapuri, board-certified ear, nose, and throat physician. If you or a loved one suffer from hearing loss but can't afford thousands for a hearing aid, I created MD Hearing Aid for you. A high-quality medical-grade hearing aid for a fraction of that price.
Try MD Hearing Aid at home, risk-free, for 45 days. Call 1-800-422-1271.
No costly doctor's visit. No expensive and time-consuming fittings or appointments. No ugly, old-fashioned hearing aid that costs thousands. MD Hearing Aid is an FDA-registered, audiologist-tested hearing aid that's discreet and lets you hear what you've been missing at a savings of more than 80% off the average price of a traditional hearing aid.
Try MD Hearing Aid risk-free for 45 days. Call 1-800-422-1271. Plus, you'll get free shipping and free batteries for a year. 1-800-422-1271.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
88676. So glad you're with us live from New York. It's Kevin McCullough. It's Radio Night Live, and we are grateful to have you with us. 888-340-3373. And big, busy show tonight. Nicole Malliotakis, who I hope is the next mayor of New York City. Grateful for her time. And again, if you'd like to give to her campaign, NicoleForMayor2017.com is where you can go and make a donation. If you'd like to speak out on this this issue of this City University of New York professor and whether or not he should be fired, please feel free to do that right here on the air. 888-340-3373. I believe that he should be fired. I don't think there's any doubt. Why suspend him and put him in the kind of weird like no man's land between being employed and not being employed? Just can him. And I hope he never gets hired by any other criminal justice school ever again. What use could any criminal justice school have to have a teacher that would say, I hope that my students, future cops, get executed? Which is what he argued on his Twitter feed. Let's talk to Frank, who's calling from Des Moines, Iowa. Hello, Frank. Welcome. You're on with Kevin McCullough. Good to have you.
Hey, Kevin. Is this the same professor by chance? It was on Tucker Carlson this week.
Yes.
Had the sheepdog hairdo
yes.
hanging down over his left eyeball.
Yes.
Okay, if that's the case, he was suggesting that much like Fox News had security, he had to pass five or six security people to get in the building. He's suggesting that the presence of Antifa is actually providing security for free speech.
Well, he's
which was a total crock.
Yeah, he's a bona fide moron, but that's
clearly the guy's a couple.
So he said on Tucker Carlson, because I missed the segment, he said that because of the security they had downstairs, that he was being treated exactly the same way that Ben Shapiro was at Berkeley two nights before.
Well, he didn't mention Ben Shapiro by name, but he was suggesting that their presence, that the police's presence or the security's presence would that they would immediately intervene if somebody was to attack them. So they're suggesting that they have the same sort of presence, is that they're actually defending free speech.
Yeah.
But communists, Kevin, if you really look at it, and Gino could probably speak to this more eloquently than me, but communists are all about tolerance and free speech till they get in power.
Right, exactly. And
when they get
and these
power,
people
they
already think they are in power.
And
these people already think they are in power. And if you look at what they've done to their own college campuses, you're sitting there going, wait a minute, what are you tolerant of? It doesn't seem that this group is... They call themselves anti-fascists, but they practice fascism in the enforcement of their anti-fascist views. Frank, I appreciate the call as always. Let's go to Gino. He's calling us from the Bronx, watching on Biz TV tonight. Hello, Gino. Welcome back.
Thanks to Frank for the shout out. He's always a good man, and I always agree with him. This peckerhead that's a teacher or college professor at John Jay should not only be not teaching in a criminal justice school, he shouldn't be teaching in any school, including dog training school. This muttonhead actually was advocating the execution of police officers. Whether he said it as a joke or whether he meant it, it's just one more example of how academia has gone so far left, and that this guy feels so protected because he's got tenure that he thinks he could get away with crap that no one else.
Gino, he's not only got tenure, he's got a mayor that will evidently stand by him. I mean, the fact that de Blasio isn't even willing to take action on this is really... It speaks loudly as to what that office thinks about it.
And this is why Nicole Malliotakis should be using this just the same way as Rudy Giuliani used it 25 years ago against DeBozio's mentor, David Downtown Dinkins. He led a rally of police officers across the Brooklyn Bridge to City Hall, and he stood there and he told them, I've got your back. Nicole had better pick up a few lessons from the former mayor of New York City, because Rudy was the one who was able to beat an incumbent Democrat mayor like Dinkins was then, like DeBozio is now. You get behind the police, you get behind Pat Lynch, who's the PBA president of
right.
the NYPD, and you go and you say, I've got your back. This mongrel, that's the current mayor, has turned his back on you many times. He actually advocated for the anarchists that actually murdered two police officers 3 years ago. You turn your back on him and you lead the protest against these Antifa these Bolsheviks that are out there advocating for the murder of police officers. And what's going on in St. Louis tonight is just yet another example of another dummy crap mayor of St. Louis,
right.
just like the governor, just like all these Democrats. They let these mongrels get into positions where they could rape, pillage, and plunder, and the NYPD and all the police forces have got to cater to these mongrels. I say screw them, and I say screw the bozo, and Nicole, I better get her act together, because otherwise I'm going for Botito. You got that?
Botito's not going to be mayor of New York City. He couldn't even win a party line. Easy, Gino. But you're right, and that's why I think that that Nicole has she's got a legitimate argument here, and she's called from the beginning for that. And it's really, you think about a city where, and I'm trying to make this relevant to those of you that aren't living in New York, but you think of a city where the police are so dependent upon. You know, and it not just in, you know, investigating crime that's happened, but in keeping the peace on a daily basis. There are police plastered in the New York subways, in the train stations, on the street corners. Their presence there just keeps bad behavior at bay. And a mayor needs to have the full confidence of that force to really be able to do a good job, because they're dependent on them, too. I've been shocked. I've been astounded. I've been grossly disappointed with the way this mayor has said basically to the NYPD, "I don't need you. I'm not gonna pay attention to you. If you happen to agree with me, that'll be fine. But if you don't, I'll do my own thing anyway." And it's not that I don't want him to be beholden to corrupt interests at the NYPD. I don't think there are many of those, by the way. I think the NYPD is the best police department on planet Earth, and I think that they work very hard to prove themselves that every single day. We're talking about 47,000 active duty officers, I believe, in any given 24-hour period of time. That's pretty astounding. But we definitely need better than this, and the fact that the mayor could single-handedly impact whether or not this guy still has a job to come back to, this professor, and the fact that he won't do anything about it, I think speaks loud enough. So if you want to change, if you want to help New York get a change, NicoleForMayor2017.com, go give a contribution and help her get elected. I'm Kevin McCullough. Final few minutes and more room for your phone calls. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Final few minutes with you on a busy Saturday night, and always glad to have great people stop by. I want to say a big thank you to Kristen B. Tate, who was here for the Ladies Lounge tonight, and Nicole Malliotakis, who will be the greatest woman mayor in New York City history if she's elected. I firmly believe that. So you've got to help her. We've all got to help her. Nicole for Mayor 2017.com. Go give a contribution. Be as generous as you can. And I also want to say thank you to the Christian Solidarity International. This is a group that I love everything about them. And you know that sometimes on the holidays we do some special things to help people. And one of the things we're going to do this year, from now through the end of the year, is be able to help set human trafficked individuals free. Christian Solidarity International is working in the Sudan region, and there's ways that we can actually take the human trafficked slaves that the northern Sudanese have taken, mostly Christian people, and give them their freedom for a contribution that Christian Solidarity International turns into a couple of things. They turn it into the legal process to free that slave, and they also prepare that person as they're getting them across the Sudan border into South Sudan, a kind of a welcome kit to life, which includes things like a goat, a bag of grain, some things that help them plan a new crop, plan a garden, and then also some shelter and some other things to help them live with. But for all of that, you get all of that for the person for a one-time gift of $250. There are 47 slaves that we are aware of that we can help this Christmas season. And as I tell you more about it in the days to come, I hope that you will come and join us. I'm going to challenge people to at least set one person free. And the Christian Solidarity people will be with us, and they'll explain it to us. But if you would like to know more about that, we can put the phone number up on the screen, 888-676-5700, 888-676-5700. But giving one of these human trafficked individuals brand new life for Christmas this year, I think, is going to be pretty, pretty cool. 888-676-5700 is how we're going to be able to do that. 888-676-5700. And if they don't answer tonight, call them on Monday and say, hey, Kevin was talking about helping to free human trafficked people, and I want to do that. I want to be part of that. And we will, they'll be glad to help you at that time. Also, if you're in New York this coming Thursday night, even if you're in the larger tri-state area, 5 o'clock on Thursday evening, I'm going to be at a place called Giardino d'Oro. It's maybe Manhattan's very best Italian restaurant. And if you come and have dinner, and I'm going to tape a show of my daily afternoon drive broadcast there, we may do some extra taping after it's done. Special guest stopping by. But if you come by, the owner of the place is going to buy your after dinner drink. Espresso, scotch, wine, I don't know, whatever you want. But come and join us, Giardino d'Oro, 5 p.m. this coming Thursday in Lower Manhattan. All right? Hey, if I don't see you before then, we'll see you next Saturday night right here on Radio Night Live. I hope you have a great week.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
468.